when we gathered here for our first service of the fall back in September, I very briefly announced that we will be using our outreach collections on the first Sunday of each month this year to benefit our Unitarian Universalist outreach program, the fair share contribution that we seek to make to the UUA. Last year, we used the first Sunday of the month to support the UUA's Katrina relief efforts. This year, we're going to use the first Sunday of each month to support the fund and to help support the many programs that our association does to support and the spread of Unitarian Universalism. To speak to that for a few moments this morning, we're going to have Bob Key.
Through by a decision by the board, I think a very wise one supported by most of us as a congregation, that we have been too reliant on our endowment to support ourselves. And that it was unhealthy for us financially, and we think overall to the well-being. So they set in course a five-year plan to make us more financially autonomous and more true to our values, if you will. With that, you had to either increase the income or reduce the expenses or do both, and one of the painful decisions was to recommend that we couldn't support our fair share. This past spring, which is outlined in our newsletter, and we'll hear more about that on October 15th when we have our social justice service here, is that coming from that empowerment weekend, that we brought forth a recommendation to the board, and it was that let's pay our fair share. We're a rich congregation in many ways. This church is so beautiful, our endowment, and the wonderful membership we have, all the resources that we bring. The board weighed out very heavily and felt, once again, we couldn't do it through the budget. They would have liked to have done it. Instead, what they came up with is the idea that the first Sunday throughout the so-called traditional church year, we would dedicate that money to our fair share. What that means is that we really need about $8,400 over the next eight first Sundays. We've got $400 in the first on the first go around. So finally, what I'd like to do is to end with what I began with. I read you the purpose, and this is from the purpose principles. This is the summary statement on our principles and purposes. It begins as grateful for the religious pluralism which enriches and ennobles our faith. We are inspired to deepen our understanding and expand our vision as free congregations. We enter into this covenant, promoting to one another our mutual trust and support. So with that, I would ask you to give generously, approximately $10 a person. Again, our budgets are all different. We'll be able to keep our vision of our fair share. So thank you very much for this, and appreciate deeply being a member of this congregation.